Now, therefore, I, Abraham Lincoln, President of the United States, by virtue of the power in me vested by the Constitution and the laws, have thought fit to call forth, and hereby do call forth, the militia of the several states of the Union, to the aggregate number 75,000. In order to suppress said combinations, and to cause the laws to be duly executed.
Tragedy for our nation.
That it is. I wish man would heed the word of God. How's your health, Brother White? You need more rest.
Today, six local conferences voted to form a general conference with John Byington as our first president. That fact alone steadies my step.
God's work can truly move forward without hindrance.
The Lord leads and we follow.
He seemed fine when we left him. That was only days ago.
He was fine, yes.
And the doctor says it's pneumonia. Are you certain?
Mother.
Thank goodness you're both here.
Promise me, Mother, that if I die, laid by the side of my little brother, John Herbert, that we may come up together in the morning of resurrection.
God will do all things well, my son.
I cannot bear it. To lose sweet baby John. 3 months after his birth.
It was as if we had only borrowed him from God, but this.
Mother, I will meet you in heaven, for I know you will be there.
Still, you were writing.
It seems months you've been at that desk.
I understand it better when I put the ideas on paper.
was a vision concerning our health.
Will you read me some of it?
The heart of the message received is the connection between caring for our souls and our bodies.
So many of us are nearly used up in our service of the Lord.
I saw that tobacco in any form is a slow and malignant poison.
But it's often said tobacco has healing value.
I am only telling you what I've seen. Alcohol, tea, and coffee are to be avoided.
Continue.
We should dispense of meat and return instead to the diet of Eden. Grains, vegetables, nuts, fruit.
Did the Lord really show you that? How are we to live without meat?
It gets worse. Rich cakes and sweet pies are to be avoided.
You'll have the butchers, the smoke shop owners, the saloons, all after us now. The bakers, too.
There's more. Our body requires pure water, exercise, and clean air. Caring for our health is a spiritual matter. I have seen that it is sacred duty to care not only for our health, but to teach others how to care for theirs. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us with this nourishment and this delicious meal. In your name, we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Edson, why don't you eat?
Because he's full of all the food he shouldn't be eating.
Now, Willie, stop trying to get your brother in trouble. Our focus should not be on a list of bad foods. It is more important that you understand your body is the temple of God and you must treat it accordingly. Do you understand?
Yes.
Good.
Father, will you pass the onions?
James! James! James!
Father!
James! Boys, go get the doctor! James! James! Hey, hey! I'm right here! I'm right here! James, look at me!
Your husband has had another stroke.
He's already much improved.
No, don't try now. You have facial paralysis. It's common after this kind of incident.
Tell me now what we must do.
Well, rest is the most important thing. Lots of it. And then I'm in favor of bloodletting.
Bloodletting? I don't think that that is an option.
The barber on Main Street will receive my instructions. He has the proper instruments for the incisions. Draining blood is known to be the most effective treatment following stroke.
We shall consider that avenue once James is well enough for such a procedure.
You are not a physician, Mrs. White. Now, I'll be back in the morning. Stroke is a powerful thing. You are lucky to be alive, Mr. White.
Thank you. Boys, please show the good doctor to the door. I have put two sons in the ground, Mr. White. You are going nowhere. The good Lord has borrowed the use of your right side to see to that. He will find the best way to bring you back to good health.
Today we inaugurate the Western Health Reform Institute. We have only to look for inspiration in this project at the progress in health made by our dear brother James. Sister White, using principles given her and envisioned by God, has demonstrated that we have much work to do. Moving forward, health care will be a principal concern for our church.
I have seen that complete rest alone does not bring healing. It needs to be linked with exercise, diet, and faith in God. And many of you already know the importance of water, using fruit, grains, nuts, and vegetables. What we eat is of paramount importance. And these plans are not only for healing, but for prevention. May God bless our obedience and give us the inner strength to continue his work of spreading the good message of the second coming to the world.
Bourdeau, BOURDEAU.
Brother Loughborough and Brother Bourdeau have gone to California, but where are the others who will say, "Here I am, Lord, send me"?
We should not turn away those in need. Education and healing go hand in hand. How can we heal the body and leave the mind to waste? Jesus spent much more time healing than he did preaching.
'Tis true. We need more able workers.
Yes.
We must train more young men for service. Our young people begin work right after grammar school. There should be a way to give them a better education.
I could use a little help stacking this wood. Thank you kindly. I'm Bell. Good little Bell.
How'd you get stuck chopping this wood?
I'm not stuck, Master.
States. He's George States. I'm Edson White.
Chopping wood's good for my health. My wife died last year. And I stopped caring for my health.
Sorry to hear that. But how does chopping wood help?
Instead of being dosed with compounds, I've learned to use my limbs outdoors.
And now you're here doing chores?
Sharp mind's as good a tool as a sharp axe.
What did you do before you came here to chop wood?
I was a teacher for many years. Then a school inspector.
I met a fine man at the Health Institute this week. His name was Goodlow Bell.
I believe I've seen him.
Yes. He arrived in poor health with frayed nerves.
Chopped wood for better than an hour.
Yes, exercise and being outdoors is a wonder for good health.
After we talked to him, George and I got to thinking.
About chopping wood?
No, Willie. About going to school.
Teaching is the most precise work ever assumed by men and women to deal with youthful minds. The greatest care should be taken in the education of youth, to so vary the manner of instruction as to call forth the high and noble powers of the mind.
John Harvey Kellogg. William K. Kellogg. George States. Edson White. William White.
House is the world.
Since the death of our pioneering brother, Joseph Bates. And 30 years since God raised up this pioneering people. In my most recent vision, the heavenly messenger said, you are entertaining ideas that are too limited for this time. Your house is the world.
We have just placed many resources into publishing Signs of the Times.
What of our plans for the Pacific Press?
Have we sent brothers Lofbrow and Bordeaux to California at great cost, only to have them stretch across the ocean? Where's the money coming from?
Surely our resources are better used here, at home.
Your house is the world. We are to hold forth so that all may have an opportunity to receive the truth. The message we bear is a worldwide message. It will go in power to distant Oregon, to Europe, to Australia, to the islands of the seas, to all nations, tongues, and peoples.
Water!
How can we question this duty? Souls are perishing and may now be reached.
Brother Andrews, I move that we take up the issue at our general conference in August.
We shall put to a vote expansion into the foreign field.
In order to expand, everyone will feel the stretch.
Perfect.
They're sending Brother Andrews to Switzerland.
To think that Brother Andrews will be our first foreign missionary.
He has just lost his wife and buried two children besides. We send the Swiss our ablest man.
And none too soon. And none too soon. We speak of this conviction to share the gospel, but we have been very slow off the mark. It has taken us 30 years to get to this point.
And yet, how wonderfully the Lord has led us. I am astonished what God has wrought. Think, my husband, we now have 8,000 members, more than 300 churches.
I am sure that Brother Andrews, with Mary and Charles, will be the first of many faithful servants to spread the good news to the world.
So, the boat leaves from Boston.
Yes. The Cunard liner Atlas on September 15th. First to Liverpool, then to Switzerland.
An adventure on the high seas.
How Brother Bates would have loved that.
Indeed.
We go confident that the Lord is leading us.
Well, travel safely, Brother Andrews. You will be in our family's prayers. Step. Farewell.
You will spread the good news of Christ's soon return to Europe, and beyond that, we must tell the world.
We have nothing to fear for the future. Unless we forget the way the Lord has led us and his teaching in our past history.